This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the dating situation, by the way? We have not talked about that at all. Because sometimes you're in the mindset of, okay, I'm going to jump back in.
I'm going to jump back in, then I jump out. Then I jump in, then I jump out.
And then you're like, I hate men, they're all pigs.
And then I'm like, God, I want to make out with someone.
That's right. You claim that, like, didn't you tell us one time you made out for like two straight hours?
Yeah, kissing's the best. The best.
No, it's not.
Whatever. The point is, no, I'm not. I was. I had a coffee set up with this guy. And then I said, you know what? I got to come clean in the text I wrote. Yeah. I'm just basically a chicken. And I don't want to do it. I'm just going to stay home and watch Netflix.
Because you weren't interested in
it? I don't know. I just, the problem with dating, one of the million, is that when you're 60, mm-hmm. is that you really have to push yourself to get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And it is an arduous process. For a lot of people, you know, you go, you meet, you kind of do the little once over, you decide. I can usually mm-hmm. decide in like 10 seconds.
I bet you do. Dave, I would have.
Fast.
If we play the game Name That Tune, I say Susie within 4 seconds has decided.
Yep. Just give her a headshot and that's enough.
Yeah.
A lot of things will be the trigger. I went to lunch with a guy and he had a Velcro wallet.
Don't worry about this, hon. I got it.
I got to be honest. I'm kind of with you there. I got to be honest. You know, if you're thinking.
But isn't that terrible? I'm just awful.
When is the age 651-461-9226 when you have to get rid of your Velcro wallet? Wasn't that in, was that with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yeah. He had a Velcro
By the way, I mentioned before, such an underrated great movie.
Such an underrated great movie.
So many good lines.
So funny.
In it.
Yep.
Yeah, the Velcro wallet. Dave, what's your guess? What age are you done with the Velcro wallet?
I think when you reach your teenage years. Mm-hmm. Once you're past 12, it's time to upgrade.
I was going to say 13.
It's right in there. Okay, so what happened to this guy, though? You went to... Met him for coffee, the recent guy?
No, I didn't. I chickened out.
Oh, so it was set up.
And I backed out.
Why?
Because I was like, God, do I want to do this? I just got to do it. Just like Nike. Just do it.
I mean, knowing you and your ability to get multiple things done, you could tell him, I'll meet you at 12:15 at Hen House. After you give the news, go over there, meet him for 15 minutes. Join us at 12:35 and give us the review.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a funny little experiment.
Dave, that could work, right?
I think that would be tremendous.
Well, that's what we'll do then. I'll get started because I'm on Bumble, Match, Plenty of Fish, eHarmony.
Wait a sec. How are you not diving deep in if you're on 97 dating sites?
Are you active on the sites? Do you do the swiping?
I do with Bumble, and I do with...
Are you on the Hinge?
You know, I'm on Facebook's romantic page, the little dating app on Facebook.
I didn't even know they had one.
They do. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how to get response from people. Like I say,
so in other words,
like
you could have like 200 people saying, you know, I mean,
yes, I could.
Jeff Bezos might have reached out to you, and you don't even know.
Oh, that's funny. I just popped up with a guy named Jeff, who's with a fish.
So he's out.
He's got a fish.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's a fish, teeth, 401k.
Yeah. But they don't have to say, I mean, I don't know. Gosh, I can't even look. Now I'm distracted. There's another one popped up named Jeff. The point is, I told you about my experience at the fair, right?
Yes.
With the girls who found the guy with the blue hair for me.
You can remind people. Dave, do you remember all? I don't remember all the
details. I need more details.
I was in line waiting for the Amish donuts, and I was with standing
people,
by
the way, people waited way too long.
I know.
Honestly, people were waiting 2 hours.
I know.
I like a donut. Get out of here.
Yeah. So anyway, we started visiting, and then they wanted to know all about me and how old I was. They were like 20 and 25, and they were awful cute. One was a nurse. I forget what the other did. But they asked about dating in your 60s, and I said, well, I'm on Bumble. So then we started in line swiping, because it was a long time to wait.
And meanwhile, were you on the shift at this point? Were you on the dime?
No, I was not. I was off the dime, but I was going to volunteer at a thing, and I had about an hour.
Okay.
But
so instead of volunteering, Dave, she waited in line for the donut.
That's fine. That seems
fair. Remind me again, what's the difference between Hinge and Bumble?
Bumble, the female has to make the first move. The man cannot make the first move. So if I swipe and I like you and we match, that's the open door.
Okay.
Right?
I think, but is Hinge somewhat similar to that?
I don't think Hinge is.
Somebody text me, 651-461-9226. Okay, so they're chatting you up at the fair.
And we were just shrieking laughing at some of the horrible pictures that people put up, thinking that's their best shot. You know, it's like, dude, you're marketing yourself, and you can't even see your whole self on the picture. You're in the bathroom, and your head's cut off. I mean, there are really, really, it's like, then don't do it. If you don't want to present with a beautiful...
This could be your side gig, and I know a lot of people are involved in this. You could help guys select their pictures to look most appealing.
Yes.
You would also take them.
Yes.
I mean, you've got a phone, right?
Yeah. Because I think also another indication of, I'm just going to say it, loser, is the self picture. Like if you're not in life, if you're not taking part, if you're not on a trip, if you're not doing something that shows you living your life.
So if it's just a selfie of the person on his chair, you're done with him.
No, I mean, I'm looking further to see, have you traveled? Do you go to birthday parties? What, you know, do you go to games?
Yeah.
Because if there's six pictures of a dude just selfie, 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 I'm going, okay, that's all you got is your hot, bleh, you know. So I appreciate seeing someone who's somewhere like Italy or Greece or, you know, on a trip, Paris, something that's
tying into the 401k.
Tying into the 401k.
Yeah.
And the desire to travel, because I do desire to travel.
No, we all know
heard that.
You didn't know that about me?
Wait, you know where you don't desire to travel to?
Where?
625 Second Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's right here. All right. We got a lot for Susie. Okay. Text me. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line. What is the difference in Hinge and Bumble? If you've been on a dating site, what are the pictures which have worked best? What hasn't worked? Do we touch about something? Oh, we got to talk about you wanted to rip one of your sisters.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And I've got a protocol question, because I think we need to talk about some protocol differences between men and women, which I think we should put to bed finally. Because once again, for the second time in about 2 weeks, I was behind a woman going into a restaurant. Easily could have held the door open for me. Did not again. Did not again. Is there a double standard for this?
Yes.
Because I think there is, and it's ludicrous. And I mean, she didn't break. She saw me.
She saw you.
Because we came in opposite directions. She was a little bit ahead of me. I mean, apparently I was supposed to sprint and get ahead of her. So I'm not in stalking range, but I'm behind her. just practically pulled the door shut. I hope the meal wasn't good. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't ask Dave the music theme because you get to guess all day today. As soon as you know, you can call in 651-461-9226. If you select the bumper music theme that Dave has selected today, you win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura. Very funny. He'll work blue. He'll work edgy. He's at the X April 18th, and we've had excellent guests this week. We've had some people get it right away. We've also had some awful guests. Let's be honest.
Yeah, we've had some terrible guests. But the last 2 days have been very good, very quick.
Yeah.
Trying to make it a little bit more difficult today. We'll see, but...
Who was that music that you just played?
I can't tell you.
Tell me the artist?
It's an artist who happens to be playing locally tonight and tomorrow.
And I do know who that is.
There you go.
But you don't want me to say?
Dave, your game.
I mean, it's a rather popular song. I think most people would probably know.
Pink.
It's Pink.
Yep.
But.
And I'll tell you, the theme is not Pink songs.
Yeah. So don't call in.
Do better than that.
Yeah.
Do better than that. Wow, look at you throw down to our fine listeners.
Let them know it's not that easy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I had a chance to see Pink once, 0 to 10, about a 9.
Good.
I mean, stunning show.
Yeah.
Visual show, right?
The acrobatics. Visually, what she does is unbelievable.
Steve Simpson.
He goes to a lot of shows.
He does. He's very...
For a person who has to get up at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bravo. Speaking of stunning, I wasn't stunned at all to see an oatmeal bowl.
Hey, I hid it. Did you notice I tried to hide it?
No, you did not.
I did. I needed to soak it. Had water in it soak it.
So here's what she did. She has like 4 wet napkins as it's on the counter. I mean, it's not like
it's not in the sink. It's not in the sink.
No, it's in the counter.
It's not
right next to the sink. Literally right next to the sink. I mean, it wasn't like, well, the CIA came by. Whoa, we got to take some notes. Didn't even see this at all. It's literally 3 inches from the sink.
Do you understand though about oatmeal? Who eats oatmeal? Call Chad and tell him that if you eat oatmeal,
I had oatmeal.
And you don't rinse it out
today.
It sticks on the bowl and it's very hard to get off. So I've just left it. I'll go back there and take care of it in a minute.
Oh, baloney. Looks like it's been there for a while.
No, it was just this morning I had my oatmeal. Jeez. What?
Okay.
Okay, tell me your story.
No, I want to hear you.
My sister?
Oh, yeah, okay, let me get to my story first. So, again, Hen House is where I was at. I love Hen House. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm coming one direction. This female's coming another direction. She's a bit ahead of me. I'm not going to run. That would seem very awkward.
Yeah.
And then door open. Borderline, I mean, like barely opens the door enough for her to get in. I'm right there.
Maybe she knew you and thought you were a dog.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
There's Chad Hartman. He thinks I'm going to hold the door for him.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't like the show. I don't know.
Hard telling.
I think there is a double standard on door opening, and it's absurd. Absurd.
Okay.
I think if you're going to be a door holder, and I believe in door holding.
Nice.
Now, there's you know, and Larry David did a great bit on it years ago where how long do you hold the door open? Where is it kind of creepy? Are you selectively deciding
when they come down the block
who you're going to hold the door open for, who you're not? But to me, Susie, it shouldn't matter, man or woman.
Okay.
If you're right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something physically is going on, just hold the door open, right?
But it is an awkward, it is a tricky situation because sometimes you end up holding the door for six people.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm done. Somebody else can get this door.
Okay, but okay, so you're going into
Target.
And you're ahead. Do you feel any different as a female compared to a male in your door holding gender responsibility?
No, I am a neutral door opener. Almost to a fault. Like, I might be edging toward creepy. You know, if you're a little too far away, I still might stand there and this person might be like, what's wrong with you? Like, don't you have anything to do today but wait for me to get to the door?
Yeah.
So it's tricky business.
Okay. Do you, if you are going in, someone's ahead of you, do you have different expectations for a man or a woman to hold the door open for you?
No. I just think whoever's in front of me, if there's an opportunity to hold the door for me, I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm not sure everybody believes that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Are you with me, Susan?
Yeah.
I think what do you think, Dave?
Well, I think it's clear by your story not everybody believes it. But, yeah, I think we've reached a point. Women's liberation. It's 2024.
Yes.
You know, men can hold for women. Women can hold for men.
Women's liberation.
Hear me roar.
Burn your bra.
Hold the damn door open right now, and then burn your bra right in front of me. Hold the damn door open. Jackass or not jackass, automatically, if you don't hold the door open.
Amen.
Dave?
If you see the person coming, it's not a very kind thing.
No.
Are you also a jerk if you don't say thank you to the person holding the door?
Yes.
Nice to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
100%.
How about if you're the person who they're not holding the door, and then you're the person behind you, loudly say, thank you.
Oh, you could do that. Little snarky snark. Response.
I may have done that once or twice.
Good for you.
Let me get this to you.
Okay.
So I got this a few weeks ago. Going into a place where you've got the two doors. You go open the one door and then walk a few steps and then there's another door to open. I said thank you on the first one.
Yeah.
As the person held
right.
for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Thinking that was going to be fine. Thinking I didn't need to do it for the second door. They open the second door. I grab it and they gave me the, you're welcome.
Oh.
No.
Come on.
It's a one thank you.
I thought one was
a one thank you door situation. Yeah. I mean, what if it's seven doors?
Good Lord.
I mean, thank you.
It's like when you sneeze six times in a row.
Yeah.
You get one bless you.
Other double standards we still have, men versus women, which are absurd.
Paying for dinner.
Okay, expand.
I just think you should split it or you pick it up yourself and pay for everybody. I mean, I'm big on paying for people. I am. I'll pick up the tab with friends. My mom thinks I'm insane because she thinks I'm going to be poor when I'm older.
Does she know
about the dinner, Susie?
Does she know about the pension system here at WCC?
I know. Did I tell you my financial guy said with my pension being here 30 years, I'm going to make more in retirement than I do now?
Have you thought about when you want to walk away from this place?
I'm sort of on the fence. Like, I'm going to be 62 at Christmas time.
Mm. I
was born in 1962.
On Christmas Day.
I'll be 62. And I think, so when I get to 30 years at this place in 2 years, maybe that's a good time.
Yeah.
But I don't want to stop working because I love being busy. I cannot stop moving and I can't see like filling up my day volunteering. I mean, some people are retired and they're so busy. They say they're busier than they've ever been. I don't know.
I think, knowing you reasonably well, I think you want your mind to have a reason to get up, to quote the great mayor, Suchi boy. You want to have a place to go.
Yeah.
Right? And I have one good friend who said, what do you want? Time or money. And he was successful at what he was doing, and he was making very good money, but he decided he wanted more time. Mm-hmm. So he quit. In his late 50s, and he's perfectly happy.
That's great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I personally, for myself, I would go nuts.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to retire right now? Walk away at the, what are you, you 60? I forget how old.
He's
40 years old, Jay. Okay. Yeah, I'd be good.
Yeah, you'd be good.
All right.
Yeah. You'd be fine.
Yeah, don't have to do this garbage every day.
Asking a female their age is so stupid that we can't. Hey, by the way, how old are you? And like for some,
yeah,
they're aghast.
It is.
They're just stunned how rude that is. Why?
I don't know.
Why can you say, hey, Dave, how old are you? Now I know you well enough that I would do that. But if somehow we're in a social setting and you've just met someone or when we've commented here, people, I mean, it was stupid from the get-go. Right?
And it's kind of old-fashioned. I mean,
and it's sexist, you know, too, by the way.
It is. But
it's
so
demeaning.
It is, but it shows our ageist society, double standard ageist society.
Without a doubt.
And that a lot of women of a certain generation, I think my mom is particularly sensitive about her age. And I love saying her age because she's just a rock star. She's 93.
It's fantastic.
It is. And she walks everywhere. And we're going to Arizona for 2 weeks. And,
That's a shock, honestly. No wonder. No wonder. I mean, what were the difference between retirement and working here?
This is what I'm saying. I might actually
work. Somebody asked me recently, and said she's going to leave. I go, baloney. I didn't say baloney.
Can I tell you my sister story really quick? I know we're kind of at the bottom.
No, let's pause. Let's do bonus, Susie.
Okay. Bonus round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to put together.
Do this, and then we'll get to it, because then we'll fall too far behind. But I'll read some of the text. What do you want to say about your sister?
I was in college at the University of Minnesota, and I had a quarter that I got four.
They had schools back then?
I got straight A's for one semester.
Oh, bravo. Okay?
So my old man calls my sister, who's at Amherst, getting her master's degree in hydrology after getting an undergraduate in physics.
Yeah.
And my dad said, oh, yeah, Boozer just got her... Scores. That was my nickname from my dad to me, Boozer. Go figure. He said, Boozer just got.
Is it what we're thinking? Or?
I think, I don't know, maybe Susie Boozy. I don't know. He just called me Boozer. That was my name forever and ever. Point being, he tells my sister Jenny, who's out there getting a master's degree, that I just got a 4.0 in this semester. Yeah. And he said, and Jenny, who's now a Christian and very lovely, but at the time was mean, said, tell that biatch to take a physics class.
Wow.
So it was really a jab on me.
Wasn't she the one we couldn't tell the truth to the other day?
Who was that?
It was COVID related.
Kelly, we couldn't tell.
Oh, okay.
But Jenny, it was tricky.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, you still can be a Christian and be a biatch, by the way.
Yeah, there are a few of them.
Yeah. Hey,
look at all these people.
We got a tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
They keep coming.
Listen, think about that. We have this huge window. There's 750 people out there right now. You know what they're counting on?
What?
They're counting on, like, Boone and Erickson.
Not us.
Or Steve Cannon.
Bunch of schleps.
And they look in, and they're like, oh, my God.
Are they all engineers?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're smart guys.
Yeah, the Society of Broadcast Engineers, Chapter 17.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Congratulations. Without them, we'd be in deep, deep trouble.
Yes.
All right. You getting us a treat today?
I don't know. Well, maybe. Remember I told you I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we can put that aside briefly. Dave, come on.
See, he's a pusher. He's a pusher of food, isn't he,
Dave? He's a food bully.
He's a food bully.
Because I want us to have a treat.
You want us to all grow huge butts.
Wouldn't be the worst thing. 34 past 12. Somebody's very mad at me, saying I'm rude, with Susie. What people don't realize, or at least this one's not, Susie and I are great friends. You're great friends with Susie. It's back and forth. It's having fun. Susie gives every bit as much. She gives even significantly more off air. Is it even close off air?
No.
Not even close in any way. You either get it or you don't. And, I'm sorry that you don't get it, because it's just three people who know each other very well, needling each other, who all care for each other. So at least I do. You, not so much. 63 years old, just got a new replacement Velcro wallet. You need to go throw that in the garbage right now. Honestly.
Well, maybe there's an age where you can go back to the Velcro.
Maybe 63 is too young.
Okay.
Too young. Are you disagreeing? Because you basically said at 12 you need to get rid of the Velcro.
I think once you hit your teenage years, it's time to ditch it.
It's gone. Okay, when are you suggesting bring it back?
Well, maybe once you've hit retirement or you're completely out of the dating pool, you're not worried about being cool anymore, being hip and with it. Maybe that's when you say, yeah, got to keep those bills really contained.
I don't think it's a matter of cool, to be honest. It's just we do different things once we're growing up a little bit. Dating over 60, too much damn work. A texter saying the same thing as Susie. Would she date a 55-year-old guy from Tonka? Yeah. You just have to have teeth. Don't hold up a fish.
401k.
401k, and you better be a good kisser.
Great kisser.
Great kisser, actually. Yeah. Susie, dating over 60, all men look alike. They wear khaki shorts and yellow golf shirts.
Well, the yellow golf shirts.
I don't see the... I don't know about that one. My daughter today with a guy that sounded like he was sucking helium. She kept talking because she didn't want to hear his voice. He went to the bathroom, and she left the restaurant. She was too chicken to tell him she couldn't handle his voice.
Wow.
Dave Harrigan, okay or not okay, you're not having a good date. It's going very poorly. The individual goes to the bathroom, and you sneak out.
That's pretty mean.
That's mean.
It's pretty cowardly.
It's pretty cowardly.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Be the adult. You can pay. You can say, hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Say something.
Yeah.
To the person. Right?
Just say, hey, you know what? I loved meeting you. It was great to meet you. I don't really feel like we connected in that way.
Something is better than that, right?
Also, you sound like a clown.
Yeah. Is this really how you sound all the time? Do you think my wife would mind if I tried a dating site? I'm reading text here. Maybe not.
Some may, some might not.
Maybe she's already on a site herself. Susie said guys' pictures look bad. You should see the women's pictures on Match and Zoosk. Is that one? I don't know. Zoosk.
Not familiar.
Is Match still the biggest one?
Probably.
I joined Bumble, Babbel. Now I can understand women rejecting me in 11 different languages. Very funny.
Well done.
Very good. 651-461-9226. Holding the door is common courtesy, no matter if it's a woman or a man. Totally agree. 100%. And by the way, again, for me, it's common courtesy if the person holding the door is a man or woman. Should be the same standard.
It should.
I have a Velcro wallet, but the Velcro is worn out. Does that make it okay now? Dave Harrigan, Velcroologist, not hydrologist, but Velcroologist. Is that okay?
It's better than having the loud rip sound, but I think it's still time to upgrade.
Dating site photo must-haves. This is from a texter. Let's see. Smile showing teeth.
Yes.
Okay. What if you're a person who smiles a lot and normally doesn't show teeth? I'm not a big mouth smiler.
You're not a very good smiler.
I have teeth. Okay. Full body shot, not the reflection of the selfie you're taking in the bathroom mirror. Yeah, that seems fair, right?
I don't think you need full body. A little more than a headshot, though. You know, upper body's good enough.
You nailed it. Upper torso and below. Current photos don't need to see your senior pic. Outdoor/travel pics. No hunting or fishing trophy pics. Well, that sounds like Susie.
Yeah.
Okay. Not my deal, not your deal either, but it is for like millions in the state. You're not hanging with Hamas if you're hunting and fishing. Is this a big turnoff for women? On the site?
I mean, for Susie, it certainly is.
Yeah.
It could mean that, hey, this is a guy that's going to be gone for several weekends out of the year doing his hunting and fishing. And there could be women that say, you know what? I kind of like that.
Yeah. Maybe. Listen, there's a lot of people who golf a lot, right? Or do whatever a lot. So there's a lot of reasons why they might have some of the time on their own. Chad, I hate holding the door for anyone or expect anyone because then I have to say thank you and smile like it's required. I mean, I appreciate the honesty, but just a thank you is bothersome.
I think it's very polite and it's a nice bit of kindness.
Yeah.
You get a smile from a stranger. It brightens everyone's day.
I eat oatmeal. Must soak bowl. No, I eat oatmeal all the time. Now, if it's sitting there and crusting to the bowl after 4 hours, yeah. But no.
You act with a little expediency.
Yes.
You finish the oatmeal.
Yes.
You go to the sink, wipe her out, and you're good.
Chad, once got a lecture from a woman when I opened the door for a middle-aged woman. I went inside, held the door, shut about 10 seconds. Good riddance to her. Yeah. Let's see. When I was a kid in school, we were taught that you held the door. It didn't matter if it was a man or woman. You're just polite. Yeah, I'm not debating. First of all, we should hold the door. Absolutely. My point was more, do we have a double standard on women holding the door open for you compared to men? And if there is, it's absurd. Because as we've tried to establish here, everybody should hold the door. I held the door open for a woman at the DMV, and she took a ticket before me. Ba-da-bum. Okay, if you're trying to get somewhere and there's a line, are you holding the door and letting them pass you, or are you just holding the door?
It's interesting. I know you haven't watched the show Loudermilk, right?
No, I have not.
The very first scene of that show shows Loudermilk, the guy. He's walking to a coffee shop. And he opens the door for a woman. She goes in and then gets in line for the coffee right before him. And he throws a fit about that. And there's a big argument about who deserves the place in line. He was to the store first, did the kindness by opening the door. But then she orders like 8 coffees for the whole office right before he just wants a small black coffee. If someone holds the door open for you and you're in ordering or a waiting situation.
Yeah, they should let you pass. Texture follows up again on the news. Here's my policy on the news. Too many people think that because we've done something for decades and decades and decades on this station, by the way, decades and decades of success, too, that you can't change it up. There are hundreds of shows across the country where the news is a back and forth. Hundreds. I like that. I do. I think every show on this station should interact with news when it's appropriate. There are times you have to listen to the totality of it. There are times when it might be so serious that you sit out. But this is a radio show. And we have too long of breaks. And the idea that you can't comment and can't interact with someone during the news, I massively disagree with. By the way, there's disagreement in this building. There are people who 100% agree with me, and there are people who 100% disagree with me. So I get that, but I think you can bring more information to it. I think you can add to the story. If it's a lighter story, you're going to have fun with it. But most shows on this station, we take a break at like 56, 57 and come back at 8 or 9. Most people for all radio stations in this town across the country listen for like 10, 12 minutes. Whether you're hating or loving the particular host, the host does play a part in why you're listening to the station. And I get there's some who just listen to CCO no matter who's on. But I think the right dynamic back and forth, you can add to it. But I get. That people have some differing views. Let's see. People, full body shot, a must. Do we need to have the full body shot? I mean, it can't be just upper torso?
I think upper's fine.
I think that's a fair amount. A few people are texting the guest for Tom Segura. You can't win that way.
No.
You cannot win that way. So we're going to give you a little more bumper music. When we come back, hopefully you've listened for the first couple songs, or maybe you can even get it just on this song alone. Tom Segura, look him up. He's really funny. Now, if you don't want a comedy that works a little blue, then you're Tom Segura is not for you. That's fine, right? But if you accept that, if you enjoy that, if you're drawn to that, Tom is very funny. So listen to the bumper music song coming up, and then try to chime in with a guess. 651-461-9226. We'll get to much more serious topics next hour, including the despicable Sinwar dead. My one-word response, good. Now for Bibi Netanyahu, who in the last hour spoke to the Israeli people. What does he do next? Because this is a leader, Hamas. This is someone who was in prison in Israel previously in his life for 22 years, betrayed for Israeli soldier. Despicable individual, killed. So we'll expand on that a little bit. Kamala Harris and a contentious, but I think appropriate interview with Bret Baier. I had no problem with Baier, direct, specific, jumping in questions for Harris. And by the way, Donald Trump should make himself available for more of those. I think people are potentially divided on this just solely because of where they stand on each candidate. I want some of the interviews with candidates where they're given a lot of opportunity to speak, and others when they're jumping in and following up. And that's part of what Bret Baier did yesterday. Joe Biden and more student loan forgiveness. The amount of money is staggering. And as I've said before, I think he's picking winners and losers based on decisions people made in the past. We have policies where a side effect of it is picking winners and losers going forward. This is politics, in my opinion, and it's picking winners and losers, and there's a lot of other people who aren't getting rewarded. We've discussed that before. We will talk about the Lynx. I watched a significant amount of what was just flipping the script from game one. Not the way Minnesota fans wanted, but Breanna Stewart was spectacular. And Sabrina hit the shot from ODs on a night when she was pretty lousy until late in the game. And so the Lynx blow, 15-point lead, and the Wolves are about to start. So Jim Peterson returns. Thursdays throughout the year, we alternate with Jim Peterson talking Wolves and then other nonsense or other serious topics. And then the other Thursday, it's Bill Guerin talking about the Wild and other nonsense and potentially serious topics. Jason is here. When's the last time we've had Twins games? He was traveling. I was traveling. It's been a while.
It's been a while that we've gotten the two of you together on a Thursday.
What would Jason do? So Jason's in at 2:35. Linus Construction Time Checks, 12:58. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. A reminder, give us a follow on the Twitter machine. We'd greatly appreciate it. We're going to 50, right?
We are now.
Oh, okay. At Chad Hartman Show. Again, at Chad Hartman Show. At Dave underscore Harrigan. Cost you nothing. Give it a try during the break right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.